It's time for our scripture reading. It's Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. In the Pew Bibles, it is page 862. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus and his gift of his perfect life and his death on the cross. I ask now that you be with me as I speak. Let only your words leave my mouth this morning. Thank you for preparing hearts already. In Jesus' name, amen. Over the past several weeks, we've been talking about plants and seeds and growing. Well, we have one more sermon on plants this morning. One more parable on plants. How do seeds grow? Anybody know? How do seeds grow? They germinate. I hear that a little bit. Well, the short answer is, we don't really know, do we? They just grow. Let's look at the book of Mark for a second. Mark chapter 4. Verse 28. Mark 4:28. Still here a few pages there. "For the earth yields seeds by, yields crops, excuse me, by itself. First the blade." You ever watched a plant grow? First you have a little bitty shoot. First the blade. Then the head. It gets a little head on it. After that, the full grain in the head. And Christ spoke of wheat, so that's why he talked of grain. A lot of times he spoke of wheat. So we see, when we watch seeds grow, they always... Little bitty, nothing. It's green. Hey, I got something. Watch for sometimes weeks. We've been doing some experiments in the school, and we planted a bean, and in about a week, bean with water and soil, in about a week, we had a little bitty shoot. Now, one of them is, our measurement I think is 18 inches tall. Well, it's starting to lean over, so 18 inches long. I don't know if it's actually going to produce anything. It's the wrong time of year to get production out of beans. But we're growing a plant. And there's nothing we can do. All we do is add a little water to make sure it has it. We can't do anything, really, to help seeds grow. If we put them outside, we cast them on the ground... We keep it clean, keep the thorns, and whatever. That's all we do, and they just grow. God put in each one to grow. And you know, that's kind of, no, it's not kind of, it's exactly the way children are too, isn't it? They're given to us, these little bitty bundles. Blank slates, kind of. They don't know anything. They start to grow. We educate them. They start. It's so cool to have one, a little one myself, when I'm talking about this kind of thing, because just this week, you may notice, she started walking. She's been hanging on to things. I came home the other day, and she just walks across the house to me. Hi, Daddy. He didn't say that. She's not talking yet. But it's so cool. Little bit, they grow. We can't do anything to, other than feed them. We can't do anything. So same way with our education with the kids. What goes in is what's going to come out eventually. And it's very important. We'll dip into that in a little bit. Let's get back to the mustard seed. Our verse today, our scripture today, Matthew 13, 31, 32. And Jesus has been speaking in parables. He's already talked about the sower and the wheat and tares. And now he gets to the mustard seed. And he says, the kingdom of heaven. Now we've used that that term comes up a lot in the book of Matthew. In fact, Matthew exclusively uses the term kingdom of heaven. He uses it 31 times. He also uses the term kingdom of God, I think it's 4 times. The other writers will use the term kingdom of God. Now, Matthew likes kingdom of heaven rather than kingdom of God because the custom was they wouldn't say the name of God. So to follow that, and he would said the kingdom of heaven. When you see kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, they mean the same thing. So what is the kingdom of heaven? Did you have something? Did you raise your hand? Okay, the kingdom of heaven is heaven. Carlton?
The Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer. Okay, it does make reference to God's kingdom. All right, the kingdom of heaven, the Israel thought that Christ was going to establish his kingdom. Reestablish David's kingdom so that they would overthrow Rome. Jesus, by using the term kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God, is telling them, I've got a different plan. I'm not going to reestablish things here on earth. I'm going to reestablish things another place. Now, also as we think of this, we think of our hearts. We think of hearts. God's kingdom begins in the hearts of each of us. So as we talked about a couple of weeks ago with the soil, same here. It's our hearts. And ultimately, where our hearts are determines whether or not we experience God's kingdom. And he likens the kingdom of heaven to a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in the field. So no different than wheat or barley or whatever. He sows it in the field. It says, verse 32, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. Now in the time that Jesus was speaking, the mustard seed was presumably the black mustard. which the seed was very small. You've seen mustard seeds? They're tiny, pencil lead dot or smaller. They're tiny. And it was absolutely, easily, the smallest of any seed that was cultivated into the ground. But when you see a wheat plant, what's it look like? Anybody know? A wheat? It's this spindly little plant with a grain of head. With a head, of, you know, and corn. It's a thicker stalk, but it's got some ears. But, you know, it's kind of wispy at the top. Barley is kind of like wheat. Mustard, it grew up and it got really thick stalks. Grew up and kind of grew branches. About 9 to 12 feet tall. Not like our mustard we see around the red, yellows and whatnot. Different plant. About 9 to 12 feet tall was this plant. So it was pretty thick, kind of like a small bush or tree. But when it is grown, continuing in 32, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree. So you can see by the formation of it that it's much bigger. Much bigger, it spreads out. It says, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Well, that's great. That's great information, isn't it? Okay, mustard grow big. Now what? Well, what's the kingdom of heaven? Alina, what? What's that? You wait for things to grow? Very good. Yes, you do. You have to wait for them to grow. The kingdom of heaven is our hearts. And it starts very little. We can make it attract. Might get something in the mail from Frida. I know that's happened to many of you. You might get a knock on the door. Start small. As we think about modern things that start small, I think of a couple things that are small and have grown big. Facebook. Started pretty small. Now, a lot. I'd say most of the world has a Facebook account, whether they use it or not anymore. Google, there's another one. Started pretty small. Now it's the most used search engine. Apple, it is the, again, small company, kind of following behind everything for a long time. Now it's putting out phones that nobody can touch, really, in their technology. Again, started small. Now they've grown. But what is that for us? As we look at Christ, how many disciples did he have? 12, and one of those killed himself. So 11. Well, they replaced him, but let's go with the 11. Do you know how many Christians there are today? Not including Catholics, just Christians, just Protestants. According to Wikipedia, 800 million. Started with 11 people. Grow and grew and grew. The Adventist Church started with William Miller. Started preaching the time of the end. Not the time of the end. Christ's coming and changing the Sabbath. And then, now, today, 18 million. We've grown out of one man preaching. watered by the Holy Spirit, watered by God. We are part of the kingdom of heaven. But is it enough just to come every week, sit in the pew, listen to a sermon, go home, come back next week? Is that enough? Our jobs are to cast the seed, to sow. Galatians 6:7, second half of the verse. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked." Second half of the verse. "For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap." So you have to ask, are you sowing? Well, the question is yes, we're all sowing something by our actions, by what we do, but what are you sowing? If we lie, a little white lie, little bitty thing, what are we sowing? We're sowing deceit. Give it time. We will be deceitful people. But what if we sow God's word daily in our lives? What will we be? Scholars. Friends of Jesus. It's all about what we sow. Second Corinthians 9:6. It's not just what you sow. It's how much you sow. Do you ever overseed your grass? I believe that's the right term. You've got grass there, but you may have a bare spot, so you overseed it. You seed over it. You can't throw too much seed down, can you? For I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. If I went over in my empty patch of grass and dropped three little seeds and walked away, would I get grass? Maybe. But if I want grass in that bare spot, I'm going to take and just cover it, aren't I? And then protect it. If I sow a little bit, whether it's grass, whether it's a verse here or there, I'm not going to get very much. But if I sow a lot, if I cover the grass, if I immerse myself in God's Word, my life will change. Your life will change, even from where it is now. Because the more we sow, the more we reap. The tree, the mustard seed, grew so much that it had birds nesting in it. Are we strong? Is the kingdom of God strong enough? Kingdom of heaven here on earth? Is it strong enough to support birds, little creatures, little things that are hanging on? Or are we like a corn stalk? Where you land on a leaf and it just... How is your life? Are you strong? Have you taken time? Has it grown? Or are you like wheat just blows in the breeze? These are questions you have to answer for yourself. You also, Carlton? Okay. You've got to have growth. You've got to be stable. But again, that doesn't come from anything we do. That comes from immersing ourselves, seeding continually God's word. You also have to ask, if I'm not continually seeding God's word, what am I sowing? Where are you spending your time? Is it here? Is it with God? Is it with work? Is it in front of a box that projects pictures? Where's your time? That's what's being seeded in your mind. Christ came so that each of us could live a perfect life with Him, with His help, could be perfect through Him. He died on the cross for you. Is it too much to put His word back into yourself so that you can grow? As we wrap up this section on plants and growing things, part of spreading seed is being out there. Being out there, touching the community. You're going to hear this from me multiple times. Being out there, being, any idea what I'm going to say? God connectors. It's our job to be God connectors. You didn't know what I was going to say, which means I haven't said it enough times yet. It's our job to connect the community with God. We have an opportunity this afternoon. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. God's word gives us beautiful pictures. Little snippet today. Things to think about as we go out from here. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for your love. I thank you for the plants and the opportunity to watch them as they grow, and that we can learn how our lives grow slowly and steadily as we're connected with you. Please guide us as we strive to become that kingdom of heaven here on earth, so that one day soon we can join you up in heaven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.